Last week we were talking about the Asara Nisyanos, and we were up to the Akedah. So the tenth Nisyan is the Akedah, like the Pasuk says, and this is the only one that the Pasuk really says, a Lashon, that Hashem tested Avram, Velikim Nisa es Avram, and Hashem tested him. And something on the computer. So the lashon of the Pirkei Rabbeleizer, which we were reading, is that Balakim Nisas Avram, Hashem tested Avram. Hayaminasas Avram Kol Pam Upam. The Pirkei Rabbeleizer says that even though the pasuk says it only here by the tenth one, but really all nine of them before were also tests. However, this was the biggest one, and this is what leads, like we said last time, that there are different mefarshim who, when they argue about how you count the 10 tests, many of them say that you have to end with the Akedah. Some wanted to say there's still Lakura Sarah afterwards, but others said no, you have to end with the Akedah. And part of the reason is because, besides for the fact that the Akedah seems to be the biggest Nisayan of all them, which would make sense that once he passes that one, he's done, or once he's Mekayim that, he's done, but also because the Torah says, Velikim Nisa Savram, this is the only one the Torah says it by, and they understand to mean that this shows us that everything up till now was also a Nisayan. However, this one is going to be it. The Lashon is Mibnesha who shakul keneged kulam. It is equal to all of them, because this is the biggest one. Now, what was the point of the test? And we'll get back to this later. Leida im es liboy. The point of each and every one of the tests, but especially the Akedah, to know in Avraham Avinu's heart, im yachol lamaid velishmar es kol mitzvah shel Torah. If you recall last week when the Pirkei Rabbeleizer started off with the 10 Nisyanos, he said that Hashem saw a Klal Yisrael is going to test Hashem or be chayse against Hashem 10 times, so he was making the refuah kaidim l'makom. Here he says that the tests were to see, to know Avraham Avinu's heart, if he's able to stand and keep all the mitzvahs of the Torah. That was the point of the test. And we'll get back to that later. So, but this was it. Now we mentioned this last time also, that Yishmael came out from the Midbar to see Avraham Avinu. Now, last time we said that Avraham Avinu went twice to visit Yishmael, very soon, a couple of 3 years and 3 years after he was sent away. And here it sounds like Yishmael came out of the Midbar to see Avraham. Now, if you don't get hung up on details like people's ages and years and things like that, and you just read the Medrash straight, it makes a lot of sense. Last week, the parak before Yishmael, Avram went to visit Yishmael. Yishmael wasn't home, but Avram was happy with Yishmael's wife, and we said he was mispalo for him, and he gave him a bracha. So, and then Yishmael knew that kirachim av avanim, his father still feels for him. Perhaps he thought he sent him away 6 years before, and he's finished. He hates him, and he doesn't want anything to do with him. And he sees his father came twice to visit him, and I was mispalo for him, so he's very happy for him. So it would make sense then, what should Yishmael do? Go back and visit Avram. He didn't see him yet. So if you read it straight, it sounds like immediately afterwards or soon after Avram visited Yishmael, Yishmael came out of the Midbar to see his father, and everything would flow very well here. But Lemaisa, it's very hard to say that, because assuming, again, it's the assumption that 3 years after Avram sent him away was his first visit to try to find him, and 3 years later, it's only 6 years. Now, if it's only 6 years, so then it comes out Yishmael was 27 when he was sent off. And 6 years later, we'll make him only 33. And Chazal tell us that at the Akedah Yishma was 50 years old. So if you go into the cheshbon of the years, again, starting with the assumption of Avram visiting him 6 years after he sent him away, you get stuck. You can't say this happened so soon afterwards, because 33 to 50 is 17 years. It's a while. But what you could say is, I mean, it's clear Yishmael was there by the Akedah. So, and obviously he must have come out of the Midbar. Now we do know that Yishmael b'sayf yamav did tshuva. Right, it says in the Pasuk that Yishmael and Yitzchak buried Avram. And say Chazal, Rashi says, why does it put Yishmael before Yitzchak? Melamed sh'as Yishmael tshuva. See, Yishmael did tshuva b'sayf yamav. Now when exactly that tshuva happened, it's not very clear. When Avram Avinu was nifter, that tshuva had already happened. So perhaps Yishmael here is when he's coming to do tshuva. Yishmael, 17 plus 6 is 23 years after his father sent him away. He's 50 years old now. And now he wants to go back to his father and he wants to go do tshuva. So he came out from the midbar to see his father. Now Chazal also say that Yitzchak and Yishmael had a bit of a machloikis, and they were arguing about the union of the bris milah. And Yishmael said, "I'm bigger than you because I was 13 when I had the bris milah, and you were only 8 days old when you had the bris milah." And what happened was Yitzchak said, "You think so big deal? So you say you had the bris at 13? If Hashem would tell me to shecht myself, I would agree to it. I'll do something even bigger than having a bris milah at age 13. Says the Medrash, right away, miyad velikim nisas Avram. So, you know, Yitzchak wants to have such a nisayan. So the Rabbi Shalom says, okay, now it's time for Akedas Yitzchak. So again, you see here that part of the idea of the Akedas Yitzchak had to do with Yishmael being there. Besides, we see Yishmael there. We see from the Medrash Yishmael and Yitzchak were having a machlokes. And in fact, some of Farshim say that is why it says, Velikim Nisos Avram. Who was the test for? So it says the test was for Avram. How come no one ever mentions the test was for Yitzchak? He also had a test. So there's many, many different Mepharshim who talk about this. But according to this, the pshat is that Yitzchak asked for it. It's a different type of test if you ask for it, or Avram didn't ask for this test. Yitzchak says, I want it. So that's why it's called the Nisayin is Avram's Nisayin. So either way here, we have Yishmael in the picture. And on that night that Yishmael came out of the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, Kach nos binchos yechidcha asher haftas es Yitzchak. Now we all know that he said, Kach nos bincha. What did Avram Avinu say? Which son? I have two sons. Now, why would Avram think he's talking about Yishmael? Why would he think that? Now Yishmael's not on the scene, hasn't been on the scene for years. Also he popped in today. Out of the midbar. All of a sudden, Rabban Shalom says, I have a mission for you. Kach nos bincha. We don't know what the mission is. So what should Avram Avinu's first reaction be? Of course, they do. I have two sons. You have two sons? You have one son, Yitzchak. Yishmael, you sent him away 20-some years ago. He happened to crawl out of the midbar today. And why would you have a Havamina? Why would you even think that Hashem is giving you a mission to do with Yitzchak? So the Pirkei Reb Elazar answers this question, and he says, his lashon was as follows: Va'avraham chas al Yitzchak. Avram Avinu had rachmanis on Yitzchak. And he said, Ribbono shel Olam, which son do you mean? Which means to say, it sounds like that the reason Avram Avinu even entertained the thought of Yishmael is because he was nervous. He had a feeling something's up here. And he figured, if Hashem is going to want something very dramatic to happen to one of my children, let it happen to Yishmael. Yitzchak will stay living. And therefore, that's why he said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, which son do you mean? I have two sons. And in fact, he could think to himself, if anything, this is the son I was told to chase away. So perhaps, if Hashem wants me to do something really dramatic to him, it'll be to that son, who anyways is really not in the picture here. That's one way of understanding. There's another way of understanding, or it's a really a girsa, a different text here in the Pirkei Avlazer that says, Avram savor shechasa Yitzchak. Avram thought that Hashem for sure has Rachmanis on Yitzchak, and therefore it's very not probable he means Yitzchak. Not that Avram's own feelings played a role here, but rather he understood that again, if Hashem's going to do something dramatic, doesn't he care a lot about Yitzchak? He cares a lot about Yitzchak. So why all of a sudden would he tell me to go do something? And if anything, if you say Avraham Avinu had an inkling of what Hashem wanted here, and perhaps he had an inkling that he's going to bring him up for a karbon, and that sort of now gives us a little bit of picture why he would say he doesn't want to kill Yitzchak, Shecht Yitzchak, but he may have even thought that Yishmael needs a kapara. Yishmael was chased away. And now he wants to come do tshuva, or if he doesn't want to come do tshuva, but he's back, maybe he needs a very big kapara. And what's the best kapara that could happen to him? Shecht him as a karban. Bring him up as a karban oila. So that's why he entertained the thought that it's Yishmael. And especially, he took this into account, today's the day Yishmael walked out of the Midbar. And now Hashem tells me, take your son, and you're going to bring him as a karban oila. Which son? Why did he tell me today? Because Yishmael's here to get his kapara. So, normally, when you think of, when you learn the Akedah very superficially, so you look and you say, okay, I don't know, why would Avraham Avinu entertain Yishmael? He has two sons. But here you see it wasn't that he was entertained that Yishmael is called Bincha. If anything, Yitzchak is his main son, and he was understood, or he thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu for sure doesn't want Yitzchak anything to happen to him, so it must be it's my second class citizen son, Yishmael. So the Rabbi Nisham told him, "Es Yechidcha, your only son." So he said, "Each one is an only son to his mother." Asher Ahavta, I love them both. Which is a bit hard to understand what that means. Take him up for an oila. So he says to take him up for an oila. So says Avraham Avinu, Rabbi Nisham, which mountain should I take him up to? So Hashem told him, any place where you'll see my Shekhinah waiting for you, that's the place. And then when you get there, mountains are big things, we are on the mountain, I'll show you the Mizbeach when you get there. So Avraham Avinu got up early in the morning, and he took Yishmael and Eliezer and Yitzchak and V'chavesh es hachamar, and he got the donkey together. Now, in the pasuk it says, V'yachavesh es hachamar, right? He got his donkey all saddled up. And then he took his two lads, Yishmael and Eliezer, and Yitzchak. So it seems the donkey came first, and then Yishmael, Eliezer, and Yitzchak. The way I just read it to you, it said the exact opposite. He took Yishmael, Eliezer, and Yitzchak, and then he saddled up his donkey. Why did the Medrash do this? The pasuk seems to say the opposite. So you may recall that over there, Chazal tell us, that that because Avraham Avinu wanted to do Hashem's will, and he wanted to do the mitzvah with such love, he has a lot of shamashim, he has a lot of servants, and in fact he has two na'arim, Yishmael and Eliezer. Let them saddle up the chamor. Avraham Avinu has to do it himself. So the Chazal say, Avraham Kalkelus is Ashura, since he was so excited to do the mitzvah, so he went and he did it himself, even though he had them. So, therefore, the Medrash wants to hint that to us. And the Medrash says, if you look at the Pasuk, it says he saddled up his donkey. Why did he do it himself? I don't know, maybe Shimon and Eliezer were sleeping. Maybe they were getting water. Maybe they were davening. Maybe they were selling. Who knows? How did Chazal know? In the Pasuk, it's not clear that Avraham Kalkelus is Ashura, that his Na'arim were there. Maybe they weren't around. So therefore the Medrash switches it to bring out this point. The Medrash says, what did he do? He took Yishmael, he took Eliezer, he has Yitzchak, he has them all standing there. We're ready to go. And who's the one who saddles the donkey? Avraham saddles the donkey. It's very clear in the Medrash that Yishmael and Eliezer were standing right there. And they didn't do it for him. So why didn't they do it for him? Because he wanted to do it himself. That's part of doing the mitzvah. So the Medrash switched the order in the Pasuk to bring out this point. Because in the Pasuk it's not so clear. What was this chamar? This chamar was a child, an offspring of the asayin, the donkey that was created by Nashmashas. The donkey that was created by Nashmashas. Which donkey was that? Bilam's donkey, right? It was created by Nashmashas, the talking donkey. And this donkey had offspring. I don't know who its mate was, but it had offspring. And that was this Chamar ben Ha'asai. Chazal say, this is the Chamar that Moshe Rabbeinu rode into Mitzrayim. And this is the chamar that David HaMelech is going to ride on when Mashiach is going to come. Ani v'reichav al chamar. So whether that means kipshutai simply, it's really the same chamar, whether it has more of a deeper meaning to it, we'll leave for a different time. But there's an aspect of this is the same chamar. Now, Chazal tell us Yitzchak was 37 when he was going, and like we said before, Yishmael was 50. On the way, says the Medrash, Eliezer and Yishmael started having an argument. Yishmael told Eliezer, you know, now that Avraham Avinu is going to be Makriv Yitzchak as an Oila, so guess what? I'm the Bechor, and I'm going to get the whole Yerusha. There's inheritance here. Now it's interesting, I don't know exactly how to understand this, but it sounds like that they knew that he was going up to be a Karban. I mean, as far as we'll see, Yitzchak didn't understand that till a bit later. But they were arguing and say, listen, Eliezer, Yishmael said, now it's funny, Yishmael just popped into the picture yesterday, or 2 days ago, however many days it was, very little. He's been gone for 20 some years, and all of a sudden he's ready money the Yerusha. He's telling Eliezer, I'm going to get the Yerusha. Eliezer told Yishmael, I feel very bad for you, but if you recall, your father sent you away. He sent you away to the Midbar. And that's it. Once he sent you away, you're finished. Me, on the other hand, I've been serving him by Yom Uvalayla. I'm his servant, Mishares Beisai. I've been working for him all these years. I've been his Mishares day and night. And I'm going to be Irish Avram. And I'm going to be the Irish. And they were fighting over this. And the Ruach HaKadosh answered them and said, Loizei Yairish, Loizei Yairish. Neither of you are inheriting Avraham Avinu, because Ruach HaKadosh knew that Yitzchak wasn't being shafted up there, and he was going to be the Yairish. So on the third day, they came to Tzoifim. Tzoifim is a place that you could see Har HaMoriah. You could see the Har HaBayis from there, even later on in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. They always said when you got to Tzoifim, the Mishnah says, you could see the Makam HaMikdash. They call it now Mount Scopus, where you could see the Makam HaMikdash. Some people go there to Tir Kriya on the Makam HaMikdash. Tie up, you could see straight in, you could see actually onto Har HaBayis. So they got to Tzoifim, so they saw the Shekhinah on top of the mountain. What did they see? They saw a pillar of fire that started off on the ground and reached the heavens. So as we know, Avraham Avinu told Yitzchak, Bani, my son, you see anything out there in the distance? So he said, yes, I see pillar of fire from the ground, from the Aretz to the Shemayim. Says the Medrash, Behaven Avram, at that point Avram understood Ki Nirtza Hanar La'ila. Now this is an interesting idea here. That means to say, we always think, like we said, this is the Nisayan of Avram. What's Avram Avinu going to do? Will he bring Yitzchak up? Will he not bring Yitzchak up? Is Yitzchak holding at the Madrega of being Roy to be a Karbon Lashem? And remember, he doesn't know yet that he's the Karbon. He doesn't know yet. He's going to find out in a couple minutes. He doesn't know yet. But is he on the Madrega that Hashem wants him as a Karbon? That means even though Hashem said, yes, bring up your son, but is really Yitzchak on that Madrega? Avraham Avinu, it seems, wasn't so 100% sure. And you could be rest assured on the whole way, 3 days, all they were doing was in Yanim Ruchniyim. And for those who were here last semester, we went through the Akedah of Arichus, and we spoke about what was going on the way. But the when he told Yitzchak, do you see what's going on? And he saw the vision that Avraham Avinu saw. He saw the Shekhinah. Avraham then understood, Ki Nirtza Hanar La'ila. He sees now that he is Roy, that Hashem wants him to be, because if Hashem didn't want him to be a Karbon Ayla, Hashem wasn't happy with Yitzchak's Madrega, he would look and he would see a beautiful blue sky like everyone else saw. He wouldn't have seen the Shekhinah there. He then turned to Yishmael and Eliezer, and he said, you see anything over there? And they said, wow, it's beautiful scenery, it looks like a picture, it's a beautiful postcard, there's a blue sky, there's nothing there. So he realized they didn't see it. And, like we always like to say, he asked the Chamor also, what do you see? And the Chamor said he also saw a blue sky. So he told him, Shulachem Poyim HaChamor, you're all the same. All the Chamorim should stay together. Now we did it. I'm not going to go over the whole shmooze. We said the okay the last time, but it's kedai to say over this idea here. What Chazal tell us? Am hadayim lechamar, that in regarding certain halachas, goyim are like animals. Legabe yichus. When it comes to yichus, Chazal learned from a pasuk, vizir matzusim zir matzam, that goyim are mezana lat. They don't have yichus amongst themselves. So therefore, that's what it means, Am Hadoy Melechamar. Then in a certain aspect, they are similar to animals. Now, why did Chazal feel necessary, or let's say the Torah of Ram, however you want to say it, to tell us this halacha right here? Middle of the Akedah, middle of the story of the Akedah, this is going to be Shaykh, he's telling me Am Hadoy Melechamar, it's very important now. So, we said that part of the Nisayan was Avraham Avinu, his whole life worked to teach Emunah to the world. Who was going to take over his work? Yitzchak is going to take over his work. Now he's going to Shecht Yitzchak. That means there's going to be nobody left. There's nobody left to take over his work. Really? There's going to be nobody left? There's an Eliezer. Forget Yishmael for a minute. Eliezer! Eliezer was the Rosh Yeshiva. He Yitzchak's yeshiva. He was Ben Masek Macy. He was Mashke V'dayla Miteirase Shel Rabbi L'Acherim. Eliezer was a yeshiva who taught Torah. So perhaps Avraham Avinu might have comforted himself. And this was part of the Nisayan. And say, okay, I'm Shechting Yitzchak, but my life's work is not out the window. You know why? I have Eliezer. Eliezer is a Rashiva. He'll continue my work. So at that point, what does the Rabbeinu Shalom teach him? Shvulachan Poyim Echamor. Eliezer is Amadayim Lechamor. If you want your Rashiva of your Yeshiva to be a Chamor, you should be very comforted that the Chamor is going to take over. But this was all part of the Nisayon. Will he go and Shecht Yitzchok the Leib Shalom? Not only is he giving over his son, he's giving over his whole life's work. Don't take any comfort in Eliezer. Eliezer to Yitzchak is a Chamor. If that's a comfort to you, that instead of Yitzchak taking over the yeshiva and your work, the Chamor is going to take over, so you have bigger issues if that's a comfort. And still Avraham Avinu went. Says the Medrash, he took the Eitzim, the wood, remember they were taking wood for the Mizbeach, and he put it on top of Yitzchak, so Yitzchak had to carry the wood. Avraham Avinu took the Eish, took whatever they were going to use to make a fire, and he took the Machelis, he took the knife. As we know, now the Mavarshim point out that obviously there needs to be a bit of Zrizus here. Why? Because Avraham Avinu has a very, very heavy load. What does he have? A knife and a match. And what does Yitzchak have? A whole load of wood that's going to burn him up. He doesn't know that, but that's the amount of wood for a karba. So how is it possible that Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav, they both went together? Yitzchak should have been lagging behind, much slower. So the Medrash says it's a raya that Yitzchak went bezrizus. Avraham Avinu's going quickly. Now remember, Avraham Avinu knows where he's going. He's going to do the mitzvah Hashem. And everything he did till now was bezrizus, an unbelievable zrizus. He woke up early in the morning, and so on and so forth. So it means Avraham Avinu is running to the Akedah. And Yitzchak, who doesn't know exactly what he's in for, he's keeping up with Avraham Avinu, even though the load is on his shoulders, this load of wood, but he also went with an unbelievable zrizus, and it had to be more zrizus to keep up. You should say they went simultaneously yachtav. On the way, Yitzchak turns to his father and he says, "Harei ha'esh v'aitzim, I see the wood and I see the fire, but where's the sheep?" So Avram said, "Elakim yir layatzel la'ayla," which the Medrash says he told them, "Bini atahu haseh, yir the seh." So this is the first time he understood he's going to be a carbon. The Medrash doesn't talk about this, but immediately, what does it say right afterwards again? "Vayechul shneim yachtav," which in itself shows us the galus of Yitzchak. Because Avraham Avinu had 3 days to prepare for this. Yitzchak just found out about it. So perhaps, now that we're saying Yitzchak needed a special zrizus with the wood on his shoulders, perhaps Yitzchak for a moment might lag behind. Think, "One second, I'm going to my death now. Maybe I'll take a little bit more time. What after what? Avi, why are we running so fast? Let's go a little slower." No, Vayechul Shneim Yachtav. He still went with the same zrizus. When they got to that place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him where the Mizbeach is. Remember we said, he'll show him the mountain, he'll show him the Mizbeach. What Mizbeach was this? This was the Mizbeach that Adam Arishon had brought Karbanos on. This was the Mizbeach that Cain and Hevel brought Karbanos on. This was the Mizbeach that Noach Ubanov after the Mabel brought Karbanos. Okay, So this is the Mizbeach he's going to bring Yitzchak up as a carbon. Says Yitzchak to his father, Avi, my father, tie me up. Kashreini, tie me up. So it says, he tied him up. I'm sorry, and he asked him, V'kosher shtei yadai v'shtei raglai. You should tie up my two hands and my two feet. Now Chazal say it wasn't two hands together and two feet together, because in that way, and you find this by an animal also, they talk about this, that you're oiked it, you tie it up, like Akedas Yitzchak, it still could jump around, a person or an animal, if his two hands are tied together, two feet are tied together. But if you tie up a hand to a foot, and a hand to a foot, or by an animal we'll call the two front legs are called the Yadayim, the back two are called the Raglayim, Yad V'Regel, so it's much more immobile. So that's what he said, tie up my two hands and my two feet. He didn't mean the two hands together, two feet together. He meant hand, foot, hand, foot. Why? He said, because I don't want to move around. I don't want to move around. I don't want my hands around. And I'll start shaking around. V'emtza mechalel kabed es avicha. Now, some midrashim say, he said very simply, if I move around, I might become a pasul karbon. Because it's possible that if he jerks or he moves around, so he can make the shechita pasul. Any little, when the shecht an animal, so if you go off a little bit, or something gets shaken around, it can make a tear. It's not a clear cut, not a smooth cut. It can make the shechita pasul. So he was nervous that if he's going to move around, he'll make the shechita pasul. But here, the lashon of this medrash is v'emtza mechalel kabed es avicha. Because this is your big day, so to speak, this is the day that Avraham Avinu is bringing the carbon. If I'm going to ruin the carbon, forget about the carbon being pasul. I'm going to be mechalel the kabed of my father, because he wasn't able to do what he wanted to do. And one of the, with the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says, I'm going to go to Gehenim because of Chilul Kaved Av, because I ruined my father's carbon. There's a Medrash that seems to say, Shaloi Avarech Yitzcha. He said, tie me up so I shouldn't curse you. Which, not the Mefarshim wonder what tying up has to do with cursing. It sounds like he was afraid that maybe, while from the pain or from whatever it is during the Shechita, something might fly out of his mouth. It's hard to understand that about Yitzchak Avinu, but he was nervous. But it's hard to understand what the tying up has to do with that. Clearly, he'd have to stuff his mouth or close his mouth for that. The tying hands and feet shouldn't help for that. But you see, Yitzchak was very nervous that things should go correctly here, so he said, tie me up. So he did that. He tied up his two hands and his two feet, and he put him on the Mizbeah. And he put him on the Mizbeach, and he v'herich eso eish v'eso eitzim v'herich eisoy aleim. And then he took the wood, or the fire and the wood, and he put it on top of Yitzchak. He set it up, and herich means he set it up on top of Yitzchak. Now it seems very clear in this medrash that there was a fire up there already. That there was a fire. In the psukim it's not very clear. The pasuk doesn't mention the fire. It says Vayarech Eso Eitzim, Vayasem Moisai, and then he put Yitzchak up on the Mizbeach. It doesn't say anything about the fire. Some of the Mefarshim wonder what happened to the fire. Here it's clear the fire was lit. it's not the normal way of a carbon. A carbon is reshechted, and then after the animal is dead, you put pieces of it on the mizbeach and get burned up. You don't burn it alive, or you don't burn it up there while it's being shechted. But this was a unique carbon, so the fire was lit. And in fact, in the there's in the Hashanahs, the Hashanah on Sukkot. There's one of them that said, when it talks about Yitzchak, it says Laman Ba Nekaresh or something like that. It does mention that the fire was there. And in the Slichais, during Aseres Metshuva, one of those where it talks about every day there's a Slicha that talks about the Akeda, for the Schus of the Akeda, one of them says Hitzis Esoesh. It says that he lit the fire. So there was a fire going on here, and we'll see it a little bit later again. We'll meet this fire. Then it says, "V'nasein ragli alav." Avraham Avinu put his foot on Yitzchak. Kiderech sha'adam ha'isa b'shash ha'sheicher esa behema. Just like when someone shuts an animal, he doesn't want it to kick around, so he puts his foot on it to like put it down there, hold it down. So he put his foot on Yitzchak to hold him down. Then it says, "Vayishlach Avram es yodoy vayikach es amachelus l'shkoit es b'noy." Avram stretched out his hand and he took the knife to shecht his son. Now, the way the Mefarshim explain here is that where was this knife? Where was it? So some of Farshim say that originally when Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak started leaving Yishmon Eliezer, so it says that he gave him the wood and he took the Eish of Es HaMacheles. So some of Farshim say the Macheles, the knife, he hid under his coat, or he hid in his pocket. And the reason is because he didn't want Yitzchak to see it. Why did he want Yitzchak to see it? Because when Yitzchak's going to find out that he's the carbon, it's one thing to find out if you're a carbon. It's another thing to see the knife that's going to make you the carbon. So it could scare a person. In fact, there's a medrash that says that if a behemoth had two yitzarim, a yitzahar and a yitzaratayv, if it would see the knife in the hand of the person shechting it, it would die from fear. It would just drop dead. There's such a medrash. So a person who does have two yitzarim, it sounds like it's a very fearful thing. The truth is, it's brought down in halacha that you're not supposed to, you're supposed to try to keep the knife, the shechita knife, away from the sight, so to speak, of the animal or of the chicken that you shecht. You shouldn't see it. And also it says the chicken shouldn't be there when you shecht a different chicken, you shouldn't see it. Whatever this means, I don't know, but there's a concept that's going to get scared. So for sure, Avraham Avinu is going to keep the knife away, so he shouldn't be scared. So now, he has him all tied down, he has his foot on him, so it's not like the knife was right next to him, the knife was hidden somewhere. So by Yishlach, Avram is Yadah, he had to go reach for it, and he took the Machal Kishchayt Espinah. So what happened? The pasuk says, the medrash says, he was like a kohen gadol doing the avodah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting, and he was watching, as a father who was tying up his son, and he watched as the son was letting himself be tied up and be brought as a carbon b'chol life. And he watched as Avraham Avinu stretched out his hand to take the knife. Now, this part of taking the knife is not the same one as before reaching into his pocket. Now it means he's ready to actually shecht. He's about to shecht. Says the Medrash, Umalochei hashoreis tzoyakim uvoichim. And the malochim are screaming and crying. And they said, Ribbono shel Olam, you're a rachum, you're a chanun. You have rachmanis on everything. Have rachmanis on Yitzchak. He's a person, the son of a person, and he's tied up like an animal. How could you do that? Now I saw a very interesting Malachim. And the Malachim says, which Malachim? Which Malachim were crying? Is there like a specific group that was crying? You have to be the Malachim to ask such a question. But which Malachim were crying exactly? So, says the Malachim, that Avraham Avinu, throughout this entire parsha here, every moment was doing another mitzvah, another mitzvah, another mitzvah. Every time Kachnas Bincha, and he took him, and on the way, and Balei Ela, and all this, every step of the way was a mitzvah. What does one create when they do mitzvahs? Malachim are created. What is the life of those malachim? The mitzvahs that he's doing. What's going to happen if Avraham Avinu actually shecht Yitzchak? Was there a mitzvah really to shecht him? Avraham Avinu didn't know this, but Hashem and the world of everyone else up there knew there was no mitzvah to shecht him. The mitzvah was to get up to the shechita v'aleil la'ayla, get him up there. So you know who was crying out? The malachim that were created by those mitzvahs, and their entire life, their whole chiyus, were the mitzvahs. They said if he's going to kill him right now, so then the exact opposite is going to occur. Everything he did till now wasn't a mitzvah. Everything till now was just a preparation for ritzicha, for killing. That's not a mitzvah. So what's going to happen to those malachim that were created from the mitzvahs? They're going to be non-existent anymore. They're going to disappear. They won't exist anymore because everything that before was a mitzvah is not a mitzvah anymore. Those were the malachim that were crying out. They say, we are mitzvahs. Our existence is mitzvahs. And he's not supposed to be going to shecht them. If you let him shecht him, that's not really the Ratzon of Hashem. We are going to disappear. Those were the malachim that were crying out. Now once we say like that, we could just again remind ourselves of the vart that we said the other time by the Akedah. What's the pshat by Yishlach Avraham es yodeh v'yikach es bachal tishchayt es benoy, which sounds like all of a sudden Avraham's very lazy. He stretched out his hand to go take the machalas. So the Mefarshim used to say he was sticking his hand to find it. It wasn't nearby. But the way we said the other time was very simple. Avraham Avinu, kol zman he was doing Ratzon Hashem, his neshama was propelling him bezrizus. Everything the others did, their neshama helped them along, because everything they did was the Ratzon of Hashem. Automatically, their neshama propelled them to do it and helped them do it with an unbelievable zrizus. And if they were mezarez themselves, the zrizus was compounded even more so. So until now, everything Avraham Avinu did was with an unbelievable zrizus. He got up in the morning, he did everything. Now it's coming to the point that he's ready to shecht him. The neshama knows that he's not supposed to be shechting him. The Ratzon Hashem is not to shecht him. So is the neshama now propelling Avraham Avinu to do things bezrizus? No. So what is Avraham? He has to make a bigger effort now. And in fact, maybe that's even, he thought that was part of the Nisayan. He thought we're getting to the climax. Hashem's now taking away myself, propelling neshama. And he wants to see if I'm really going to do it. So therefore, Vayishlach Avraham, it took effort. He had to stretch out his hand, take the knife to shecht. It took effort to do. It wasn't self-propelled. He was trying to overcome what he thought was all part of the Nisayan. This was the climax. But the truth was, his neshama went off. His neshama said, this is not Ratzon, if it's not Ratzon Hashem, I'm not doing it. And that's why it took him effort to do it. Which goes, fits in very well with this Malbim, that the mitzvahs are screaming, this is not Ratzon Hashem. And if at this moment you're going to let him finish it, everything from before is not a mitzvah anymore, which means we're gone. So the malachim created by the mitzvahs were crying, says the Malbim. So what happens? Rabbi Yehuda says, when, it's interesting, the Lashon of the Medrash says, when the sword was on the neck of Yitzchak. The sword? It wasn't a sword. This was a shechita knife. through the machalas. And in fact, there's a medrash somewhere that says that when Avram Avinu checked the shechita knife to see if it's kosher, that's when Hashem said you passed the test. So what's this cherev here? So the Mefarshim say it's a remez. Afilu cherev chadom unachas al tzavore shaladom al yim na'atzme min arachamim. That's the lesson of Chazal. Even if the sword is on his neck, don't give up hope. So that's why they said here the lashon of cherev al tzavara, even though it wasn't a cherev, because it's the same lashon the Chazal used when a person is chas v'shalom in an eis sarah. So what happened? Parcha v'yatza nishmaseh shal Yitzchak. The sword, the knife was on his neck, and his neshama flew out. Kevan sheishmiya koilei. When the neshama heard the voice of Hashem that said, "Al tishlach yadcha el hanar," don't touch him. Chazra hanefesh legufay. The neshama went back in. The Mefarshim say this was a different neshama. Really, this was a neshama, the alma, the asi, whatever that means. The Zayar says it was a neshama from a different world. It was an entirely different neshama that came back into him. Now, what happened? Says the Medrash, Vehitiray, Avram Avinu untied him, Va'amar al raglav. And Yitzchak stood up. The Yada Yitzchak Trias HaMeisim in HaTayr. And now Yitzchak knew, he didn't believe it, he knew that there's such thing as Trias HaMeisim. Shekol HaMeisim Atzidin LaHachis. How did he know that? Because he just experienced Trias HaMeisim. His neshama left him and his neshama went back into him. And at that time, Pasach V'Amar Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechayei HaMeisim. So the bracha of Mechayei HaMeisim was the first time established by Yitzchak Avinu, because he experienced Trias HaMeisim. And that's the bracha that we say in davening, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechayei HaMeisim, is referring to Trias HaMeisim lost in love. Now the Mefarshim point out, When you say the bracha Mechal Kachay Mechesed Mechay Meisim Rachamim Rabim Samech Naiflim Roif Bechaylim Umatir Asurim Mechay Menasu Shnei Afar. So he says Samech Naiflim Roif Bechaylim and Mechay Meisim are very much related to each other. A person is not well, a person is dead, there's Tchias HaMeisim. A person is not well, there's Roif Bechaylim. A person falls, Samech Naiflim. What's Matir Asurim? The person's in jail, the Rebbeinu Shalom lets them out. What's that in the text? What's that in the context of the entire bracha? So the Mefarshim here say that the Medrash says that after the Trias HaMeisim, what happened? He untied him. And he stood up, he said, Baruch Ato Hashem Mechayei HaMeisim. So since the bracha of Mechayei HaMeisim was composed, or at least part of it, was composed by Yitzchak Avinu, when you say Matir Asurim, it's referring to the untying of Yitzchak after the Akedah. Matir Asurim, he was tied up and he became untied. Avram Avinu untied him. So the Matir Asurim was put into there, it's because Yitzchak was untied from the shackles that he was in, the ropes that he was tied up. And since this bracha has to do with the Trias HaMeisim of Yitzchak, so we throw in the Matir Asurim also, referring to untying Yitzchak. Now, in the understanding of the bracha also, Chazal tell us that the Gemara says that there was once no rain somewhere, and one of the Tanaim got up, and he said, "Mashiv ruach, Amarid Agesh." He said, "Mashiv ruach." The wind started blowing, Amarid Ageshem, and the rain started falling. And then when he got to Baruch Ato Hashem Mechayei HaMeisim, so the whole world started shaking, And because it was almost as if there was going to be a kiyum for Tchias HaBeitzim, Mashiach was going to come, and it wasn't the right time. So the Mefarshim ask, the Baruch Atah Hashem Mechai HaMeitzim is the second time it says. It says, Atah Gibor Leilam Hashem Mechai HaMeitzim Atah Rav Leishiyah. Then Mashiach Baruch Mar Hashem. So if he said the whole bracha, why did the world start shaking after Mashiach Baruch Mar Hageshem? Why not by the first Mechai HaMeitzim? This is just the beer tefillah, a little pasuk shah in the bracha. So the Mefarshim are explaining that really in the bracha of Tchias HaMeitzim there's really two components. The Iker bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechai HaMeitzim, is referring to Lasa Lava. But there were cases of Tchias HaMeitzim in our history. Elisha and Elio and Yechezkel there were cases of Tchias HaMeitzim. So Atah Gibor Leilam Hashem Mechai HaMeitzim Atah Rav Mechai HaMeitzim Atah, that's referring to the Tchias HaMeitzim that happened in the history. So when he said that, the Amir, whoever it was, he said it, so that wasn't going to shake the world, because that wasn't referring to anything that was going to happen. That's referring to the past. You were Mechai HaMeitzim, you gave Elisha and Elio and Yechezkel, they're Mechai HaMeitzim. The last one, v'neman atalach yis meisim, means v'neman, and you're trustworthy that you're going to in the future, baruch atah Hashem Mechai HaMeitzim. So the bracha, baruch atah Hashem Mechai HaMeitzim, is like Yitzchak said, for the future. But built into the bracha is also the shvach of Hashem, that there were times of Tchias HaMeitzim, the different tzaddikim and different neviim did. So what happened then? Now there's another medrash that says as follows. It said, the medrash says that when Yitzchak was on the Mizbeach, v'nasa deshen, and he became ashes. Now if you remember, we had a fire on the Mizbeach. There was a fire there. So this medrash sounds like he became ashes. I'm not sure exactly when it happened, but because what was Avram shechting then? But somehow there were ashes. And his afer, his ashes, were spread out on Haramaria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a special towel, a special dew, and was Mechayahim. And when Hashem did that, the Malachi Asharis said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayah HaMeitzim. And according to this medrash, you'll find many times in Chazal, in fact, most of the time in Chazal, when it talks about the ashes on the Mizbeach, it calls it a Farei Shel Yitzchak, the ashes of Yitzchak. Now, in the simple understanding of the story, there were no ashes from Yitzchak. The ashes were from the ram, which the Mefarshim explained that Avram Avinu, with his, all his kavana, this ram was his son. That's what he did. He was actually makriv, in his mind, his son. That Hashem really took it as him being makriv his son, that any time there's ever any ashes, it doesn't say the ashes of the isle, the ashes of Yitzchak. But according to this medrash, it sounds like there were actually ashes. You could say Pashup Shat, it's referring to the ashes of Yitzchak. Now, either way, now Yitzchak is alive. So now there was an isle, and this isle was created by Nashmashus also, on the first day of creation, and was trying to come, as we know, when the Satan didn't want it to happen. Got stuck, Avraham Avinu came and he took it, and he was makriv tachas Yitzchak b'nai. Because, like I just said, that Avraham Avinu took the Nisayan to another stage. The Nisayan's over. What does the Satan care if the aisle goes on the Mizbeach? The Teretz is that when Avraham Avinu, with his desire, when he took that aisle and he said, it's tachas benoi, it's as if it's my son, he was visualizing Yitzchak there. He was not shechting an aisle. He wasn't burning an aisle. He was burning Yitzchak. And that chus was the Akedah plus, far greater than Hashem ever imagined Avraham was going to do. Avraham had passed the test already. He went for extra credit. And he brought the aisle, and Yisotan knew that if he brings that aisle, that schus is going to be Aymel Bedairis. The schus of the Nisayan the Arcade is wonderful. But the schus that we invoke all the time, and every Rosh Hashanah, and every time we do anything with an aisle, the schus of the Arcade, it's an endless schus. is the schus that Avraham Avinu took that ayal and to him he shechted Yitzchak. And that's why only then Hashem gave him the bracha, Harbo Averez, Ata Yadati, he said. Now, the first time he said, Ata Yadati, Kirele Kimat, I know you're a Rei Hashem, you passed the test. But the Malach didn't give him the bracha till afterwards, because only after he did it with the ayal was he Roy for the bracha. Now that ayo was a very special ayo. There's a famous magic that says nothing went to waste in that ayo. The afer of the ayo was inside the mizbeach hapnimi in the Mishkan. The mizbeach hapnimi, the mizbeach hazav, where they burned the ketores on, there was the afer of the ayo was in the base of that Mishkan. The gidim of the ayo, the tendons, they were on the harps that David HaMelech played. The skin was the azar, the belt that was tied around the Leo Anabi. The two horns, the left one was the one that was the shayfar on Har Sinai, and the right one was a bigger one, is going to be Lasi Lavi. And there's a Ramban in Parashas Yisrael, he says, I understand, if Avraham Avinu burnt everything up, so how were there any horns left? How was anything left? He burnt it all on the Mizbeach. So the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bechai, they say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered up the ashes, and Hashem can know which is the ashes of what, and put it back together, and he used it by Har Sinai, used it all different places. That's one way to figure out what happened. Others say that after a certain point on the Mizbeach, it's called burnt, but it's not ashes yet. And if you can take it off the Mizbeach, and it could be used, so that's how it happened. So either it was Yidei Nes, or it was a practical way of doing it, but nothing went with Atala from this ayo. And that's why it was a very special ayo. And that was the schus of the Akedah that we live with Dairis. And we'll stop over here. We'll continue next week.